So are you angry about anything, Jim? Can we spin the wheel today? Are you ready to spin it?
Yeah, I'm pretty angry about something.
All right, well, give it a spin. And the wheel lands on Passover. Well, this ought to be good. Can I say happy Passover first to the Jews that care?
Sure, why not?
My brother, who is a little bit Jewy, I called him last night. He's like, well, tomorrow's Passover, so I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm like, really, tomorrow? Tomorrow's Passover? I used to like going to the Seders. I used to like going and hanging out with the people and eating the funny stuff. Oh, listen to me trivializing my own people. No, I mean, you know, there's a bone and an egg and some leaves. Oh, see, I'm doing it again. I'm trivializing it again. There's a rattle. Is there a rattle?
Yeah, there was at one place I
you
was
put
at.
You put some wine out for a ghost
Scarecrow.
Who comes. Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That was
no, I wish I was going to a Seder. I'm a little out of the loop on the Jew stuff, and I did like Passover. You get to go find the afikoman. You know what? Tomorrow I'm going to bring a pizza masa in, and you can go find it, and I'll give you a quarter. That's it. See the kind
here,
of
I'll
things?
Give you a dollar, just don't bring it in.
No, if you give me five, maybe. But I'll tell you what, I'll bring a piece of matzah in, I'll wrap it in a little cloth, and I'll hide it. That's what they used to do. You hide the afikoman. Why are you judging me?
I'm not judging you.
You people on Sunday are going to run around looking for colored eggs. What the hell is that about?
Why can't you do something like hide a donut or something? Hey, I'd go for that.
I'll hide an afikoman. If that'll make you play along with my little Jew game.
I don't do the Easter thing anymore. That was fun for kids, though, going to look for the colored candy and stuff in the backyard.
I'm going to buy me a chocolate bunny and look for eggs. Let's have an Easter party at my house, an Easter Passover party. I'll hide some donuts, and I'll hide some eggs.
Okay.
And you and I will just run around my backyard looking for donuts and eggs.
As long as you got some pot, you know.
I don't have any pot. Do I have to get pot now?
Yeah.
Too?
If you're going to have me over.
Really?
I'm going to get stoned on this Easter.
All right, buddy. So we'll come back and do the Wheel of Anger Passover. This should be good. Is it going to hurt me?
No. It's not going to hurt anybody.
1 second. We'll be back.
Now he keeps a cushion of safety around his body at all times. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. So this Sunday, eggs and donuts in the bushes. We're doing a Passover/Easter bonanza. That's a hot-rodded Easter, hot-rodded Passover. Hot-rodded in the sense that not matzah, we're doing donuts this year. Hiding a donut, drinking grape juice, waiting for the ghost, and talking about the big story. The passing over of the homes of the, you know, the thing. It's Exodus out of Egypt. I know it. Genesis, the whole thing. I'm not even standing up for my own people, and you're about to take a big dump on us. I can feel it. You're mad at my people.
I'm not going to take a dump on your people.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. Well, what do you got? Let's do this Wheel of Anger thing.
Well, okay.
Mark, spin it? Wait, hold on. Let's spin it. And it's... Cars. It didn't land on Passover.
No, just spin it again. Spin it just a little bit over to the Passover thing.
One more time. Just to get
Cars.
And it's $5,000. All right, Pat. I'll take. Can I buy a vowel?
This wheel is just not working out.
I know it's a completely different wheel now. We're on television. Go Passover.
Passover.
Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Before I begin, I'd just like to pass this on to you. Dan Pashman found a pair of glasses in Steve Madden's case in the conference room at 6th Avenue. Please see him if you need them. Man, what is wrong with me? Why can't I not get away from that place? Moving on. Yesterday, while Mark and I were working out at Crunch, I raised the question, Mark, what should tomorrow's Wheel of Anger be about? And just as he was squeezing into his undersized body sock to reveal his unsightly camel toe, Mark uttered the now famous phrase, talk about the Jew. I said, what? The Jew, Mark said. Do it on the Jew. It's Passover. Make fun of my peoples. Make fun of their sacred holiday. It will be funny. So here I am, America.
Me and my big mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I am, America. I mean parts of Los Angeles. Here I am telling you that today I will not make fun of Jews and their pagan rituals. With their crispy flat breads, their soft, large-breasted women, their close-knit families who always yell at each other, with their strange language and penchant for haggling, and Mark Maron's secret desire to be Welsh, I especially will not make fun of Passover, because it's basically this. You tell boring stories, get drunk on cheap wine, and smear lamb's blood on your doorway. Or as I like to call it, Mondays.
Yeah.
Woo! Anyway, does it count as human blood? No matter. Because today I will not make fun of Jews and their hilarious beliefs. Because right now there's something even more important to talk about, Mark.
Yeah.
Lori David and global warming.
Oh, man.
As some of you may recall, a few weeks ago, I posed this simple question to Mrs. David. How are we supposed to believe Larry David could ever marry somebody who looks like Cheryl Hines? Man, she tore me apart faster than Jeff Garland ripping into a bucket of chicken.
Oh, no.
Fearing I might have ruined the interview and in the process dampened any chance of Mark pitching himself as Larry's retarded neighbor, I switched the subject to global warming. I merely posed a question intimating that Americans might want to become aware of the rapacious effects their meat-centered gluttony has upon the environment, and over 20% of global warming is caused by meat production. Man, she tore me apart faster than Jeff Garland ripping into a bucket of chicken. That's funnier the second time.
Yeah, I'll say.
According to...
Hold on, let me process it. I'm still laughing.
Yeah. Can you see the image? Jeff Garland just ripping into a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, I can.
Like a rabid tiger.
Do you want me to do my morning zoo laugh for it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Spin the wheel again. Yeah. Okay, anyway. That's, you know what? Where am I? Man, she tore me up. Oh, I already did that. According to her, I was setting a, quote, crazy gold standard that no human being can meet.
Mm.
What? Mm. That I asked a crazy, destructive question. Well, I've seen your global warming website, Lori. Asking me to unplug the charger to my Snoopy toothbrush will destruct my teeth. And I know how putting glaringly harsh industrial low-energy light bulbs in my tiny apartment and unplugging my rock polishers are important steps towards saving the world. But isn't it time your website talked about the bigger dangers to the environment, like the American diet? In conclusion, America, tonight when you fly home to your mansions and your private jets and unplug those cell phone chargers, why not go one step further and unplug your colons with a healthy, earth-loving vegetarian diet? I recommend eggplant. And that's why Passover is so hilarious. You've just taken a ride on my wheel of anger. I'm Jim Earl, and you've been Earled.
So, it's weird. I think it's important that you finally exercise. Was somebody pestering you to do this, saying, like, you know, Jim, you can't let that Lori David thing hang because you might have a career in television someday?
No, you know, screw that. I've seen that movie she produced with
Al Gore?
No, with the, what was it, that movie he...
Sour Grapes?
Sour Grapes. Man!
I want to make it clear here.
I'm just kidding. A lot of this is humor, but you know what?
I understand, Jim, but, like, look,
on the website,
I tried to be vegetarian. Oh, what? Go ahead, tell me about that.
On her website, every one of the action items to help stop global warming and slow it down has to do with unplugging something.
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Or unplugging something or driving slower or buying a hybrid.
Right.
Nothing is said about deforestation due to meat eating and meat production. And that's almost 20, probably a quarter.
Anything on there about industrial legislation, about legislating toxins and carbon monoxide, carbon fumes into the environment from industry? Anything about that?
Yeah, I think it has, yes.
But nothing about human-induced methane and deforestation.
Animal methane. And ammonia in the aquifers and everything.
All right, buddy.
You know, it's a huge.
All right. Well, maybe she'll call us back. Maybe you've provoked her enough this time that she'll call us back and tell you to shut up. Or maybe she's just going to continue ignoring us. I don't know. You want to go now for a minute? We'll come back and talk to Tony.
I got to calm down.
Yeah, I'll say you do. You're freaking me out. We'll be back with Tony Hendren in a second.